At 29, Colonel Sean Quinn was quite young for the rank he'd obtained while serving in the Colonial Defense Force. In the old NA military alliance on which the foundations of the CDF were based, he couldn't have attained such a rank for at least another 16 years, and this was in spite of his past 12 years as enlisted. But given the unique circumstances, Connor Gates couldn't wait on years of experience to build up the Colonial military. He told Sean that he had to rely on people's capabilities to do the job, and Sean had served at Connor's side for most of his military career, right up until Connor retired from the CDF. Who better for him to learn from than the former commanding officer of the special forces known as the Ghost Platoon? Sean went into the bathroom of his quarters aboard the Vigilant. He'd taken command of the ship within weeks of its first shakedown cruise, and his tour of duty would be no less than 2 years. He splashed warm water on his face and grabbed his razor from the countertop. There were quite a few men who'd elected to have their facial hair permanently removed, so they'd never have to shave, but Sean had always found it calming. He also wanted to keep his options open for growing a beard one day, especially if he were ever stationed someplace cold. Besides, shaving was part of his daily routine, as was his physical training. He still missed his long treks across the New Earth landscape, which he'd traded for serving aboard the Vigilant. His shaver was essentially a laser, and it adjusted to the contours of his face, removing only the hair and leaving him with a clean, close shave. When he was done, he splashed some more water on his face and quickly dried it with a towel. He'd been aboard the Vigilant for 6 weeks, and it was slowly starting to feel routine. Of course, this ship wasn't exactly like its predecessor of the same name. The Vigilant One had been an NA Alliance heavy cruiser designed for a specific purpose. After the Vemus War, the CDF had no shortage of materials, so the engineer set out to make improvements over the original design. The newest Vigilant was still a warship, but it was also equipped for scientific research. The CDF had to be more efficient with the ships in its fleet, which necessitated that they perform double duty. This included having an additional crew that wasn't part of the CDF. In essence, Sean's first fleet command was a bit of an experiment that would influence future ship designs, as well as crews, not only for the CDF, but for the colony going forward. Sean understood the expediency, but he didn't like the potential dangers of bringing non-combatants into a hostile situation. They weren't trained, and they weren't equipped to encounter another military ship, not that they'd had much practice in the 2 years since the end of the Vemus War. The significance of the ship's name was one of the pillars of the CDF. Since they were operating in space, there was always the potential to encounter a hostile force, whether from Earth or an actual alien force. Sean had participated on committees to determine whether there could be a latent Vemus force that simply hadn't arrived in the New Earth star system yet, which was much more probable than an interstellar alien threat, but the universe was as quiet on that day as it had been when the Ark first left Earth over 200 years ago. Nevertheless, the CDF still needed to equip themselves to deal with potential threats to the colony, and for Sean, that also meant preparing his entire crew, even those not of the CDF, for the possibility of facing the dangerous situations that could occur aboard a warship.